Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Get ready for this full moon coming up in the sun sign of Virgo, but I believe the full moon on the 21st is in Pisces. Why am I talking about any of that at all? I've got a great, great introduction to give you in terms of who Suzanne Alexandria is and what today's show is about. And I just want to say up front for all of you out there, this is a live call-in reading show. Yeah, Freedom Call. 1-800-930-2819. If you want to find out what those readings are about, they're freedom readings. And you're going to hear how that evolved and what that means. But today's show is, what is it about reading the stars? What do star codes have to do with feeling happy in your life, in your job? For those of you that know Suzanne, you're going to know she's an energy healer. She is a coach. She is a teacher. She's also the creative of Freedom Readings, and you'll hear more about those. But this is a journey that you take with Suzanne into the deepest part of who we are, into those Akashic records, into the powerful light that resonates in all of us. You know, and as we look at the spiritual journey we get on, whether it's working with parents or teachers or coaches or seekers or intuitives, this is what Suzanne does. And, you know, I'm really struck by something. It was very clear to me that when I watched the story, when I watched Respect, the journey of Aretha Franklin, the queen of soul by far, it was very clear to me that this woman was on a pathway. And no matter what the challenges, no matter what the obstacles, no matter what got in her way, no matter what the demons, there was a scene in that film where I saw myself exactly at the same place she was many years ago. But what happens? What happens when we rise up? What happens when we choose freedom? You know, what happens when we look at these energy and star readings that's going to happen today and you'll hear about? But more importantly, what are those codes that each of us could have access to? That's what today's show is about with Suzanne. Suzanne, it's great to have you here.
Thank you, Dr. Pat, and thank you for that introduction. Welcome, everybody. And just may I quickly say, the readings are really for anyone if you feel stuck. If you feel stuck in any way, call in and we'll do a reading on and help you get unstuck or see what that is. That's what they're about.
Let me talk about stuck for a minute. See, a lot of people over time that are leaders in the field of dot, 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 they have identified stuck. I actually have a domain called Unstuckable. Of course I do, right? Now, why would I have why would I own these three brands? Crust Busting, Unstuckable, and Street Smart Spirituality. What has any of them got to do with anything? But here's the thing. Every day I get faced with, let's talk star codes. I get faced with this part of who I am that is so can see the future, can see where I'm going. Mm-hmm. And then there's this other part that says, you started work at 6 today. Don't you dare leave early. You have a further commitment to really just dot, 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 dot. And this is interesting because my freedom call is the call that all of us really could tap into. And that is that innate birthright for us to choose. Right now, we choose is important. But tell us about how you help us on the pathway to freedom.
Well, yeah, because we always have free will. It's our birthright to be free. But what I have learned is that it's also like our lives aren't just happenstance, and our souls and spirit, the spirit that loves us, our teams, God, however you want to say it, want us to be free too, and want us to be on our path that is leading us, or that is the place of most, you know, serenity and openness. So when we find ourselves stuck, unhappy, terribly anxious, all that kind of thing, often it's because we are not in alignment with who we are or who we want to be. It's always pushing us too. It's like an opportunity to push us to the next greatest version of ourselves. But my point, so to your point, we have free will to choose, but when we choose to be in alignment, sometimes it can be almost as simple as that, because there is something that you know, the listeners, that we all want. And there's things we want to experience. And when we can actually surrender to the forces that be to show us that brings us to freedom. So it's a combination of surrendering and conscientious planning and working and rising at six and doing the work. But I hope that answers the question. It's a combination of all those things. But my main point is you get to choose, but also there's like certain codes in your soul and in your body, in this matrix, that are yours for the taking if you want them. And that's what I help people activate and connect with so that they are in alignment. Because I found that it's a lot easier to energetically align. You know, it's a lot easier to be your true self and be in the work that you love and the relationships you love when you're plugged in to that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, for many of us, we have a learning to do. Let's talk for a minute. And we've got callers calling in, so we'll go to the phone when we come back from break. We have such connection to, let's just call it, stars, to the universe, to things that we intuitively know. But I mean, honestly, I don't want to get all sentimental here, but I got to tell you, when that asteroid hit Jupiter last week, honestly, I got the sense of that. Now, why? Because Jupiter is my ruling planet. Did I get all crazy about it? No, but I related to that. I mean, Jupiter got hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was such a metaphor, right?
Yeah.
I want to look up. I want to understand the star codes. I want to understand these relationships. And I think that's where your work comes in, because we cannot make sense at the level mm-hmm. that things have happened. Einstein said it. And right. I don't even know why we don't listen to him. But he said it. He's like, dude, this is going on in your everyday life. You can't solve it here. You can't solve it here. And I wish he would have lived long enough to have a conversation with us today, because he would have showed us something perhaps unseen in solving it. That's what he meant. Mm-hmm. I believe that's what he meant. I didn't talk to him, but I believe.
Well,
that's
why
what
don't
he meant.
We channel? Let's channel Einstein in today. How about?
Let's
you know,
him
Einstein
in.
Told us everything is energy too. He knew it.
He knew it.
And you can shift energy. So, yeah. So what I have been learning and seeing is that, you know, so for people, I'm not an astrologer, but I play one on TV, but I work with astrologers who know that all of that inside and out. I'm an energy connector to the stars. And so on the night or day that you were born, there's a chart of all the planets, all the stars, and it tells you a lot about yourself and your character and what your life is going to be like. And a lot of people know that and think of it as a piece of paper, like a map or, you know, a piece of paper you look at. But what really is going on is it's almost like we wear it. We wear that planet. It's like part of our aura. It's part of our field. And those planets and everything is moving within our realm, like literally your personal realm and around the earth. and it's impacting us. And that is why following that navigation, following the stars is wise, because it charts you, and it helps you get back to center. So like when you talked about that, what happened with Jupiter, was it Jupiter? It's almost like it bruised you because that is so much a part of you and your experience on this planet. And it's we're all just connected with all of that. And that's the amazing part of it. But if we let ourselves get guided by our true stars, our true nodes, our North Star, our South Star, our heart, that's what I'm saying is that chart is all part of the whole equation. And so there's like a map that we can get at birth. If we can only give it to kids right when they're born and let them, you know, know early on, that's what I should start doing.
I love that we're talking about this. You know, it's interesting as we take a look at ourselves and we take a look at who we are in our lives in different days and what it means. And, you know, I was reading about the moon in Pisces, but it's even more than that. You know, I was reading about, you know, this idea of looking at star codes, looking at the energies that are out there. I want to talk about this when we come back, because star codes and happiness, there's a unique connection that has so much to do for me with my spirituality. And I use that term spirituality. It means a lot of different things to me. But I want to talk with you about this when we come back. For those of you out there, today is all about stepping forth in freedom. And Suzanne Alexandria today has opened up the phone lines. Charlene, we'll get right to you after break. We're talking about, what does this freedom reading look like? Maybe we'll channel Einstein. Maybe we'll listen to Einstein for a minute. Maybe you'll be able to make this change. But how about getting insight, star code insight, into your happiness? Let's take a short break, Benny. Jamie, we'll be right back.
Life can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as well as reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit QuantumTouch.com. Did you know that each Enneagram type has a different worldview, different patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving? They also have essential qualities that are unique to their type. Understanding this helps us develop more tolerance, respect, and appreciation for ourselves and others. Renee Siegel works with individuals, couples, families, and groups using the Enneagram to build better relationships as a tool in addiction recovery. Visit urpurepotential.com for more info.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
Wow, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. Reading the stars. What do star codes have to do with feeling happy in your job, in your life? Today, we're doing freedom readings, 1-800-930-2819. But this is not all that Suzanne Alexandria does. She offers energy readings, star readings. And for those of you out there, you know, this is something you'll get to experience today in the show. Do you want to know the pathway to freedom through what the energy, what the stars say, but more importantly, how it relates to you today in the world? Suzanne, we're going to go to the phones, but before we do that, how do people find out about you?
So first of all, thanks. I would just want to say, what does all this have to do with happiness? It's because it has to do with who you truly are, your true self, your true path. So I'm Suzanne Alexandria, and I work with Akashic Records. I work with Reiki. I work with star codes, and I help people get aligned to their true north, their true self centers. And to, because what I've found is that's freedom. When you're in alignment and when you've shed a lot of old beliefs and all of that, then you're free. So people can find me at SuzanneAlexandria.com. And also, if you go to my Instagram account at Suzanne Alexandria Coaching, you in the little Linktree link, you can download one of my new offerings. It's a free 11 quick ways to shift your energy. And those are quickies, like literally 3 minutes to shift into a better place during your day for busy entrepreneurs, busy business people, moms, dads, whoever. So I'm that's downloadable. And that's one thing I teach. I also teach, I teach healers, I teach Reiki, I teach Akashic Records as well. But take advantage of the freebie if you're new to me. I also have lots of videos now on YouTube, meditations and my podcast. So thanks for having me, Dr. Pat.
Well, I love this conversation and I love the whole idea of freedom. You know, I love the idea of freeing our minds, freeing our spirits, freeing our souls, freeing our bodies. I love it. And I want to thank you for bringing it to the conversation. Let's head off to the phone. Benny, how do we get, let's get Charlene, Benny.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show. You're live, Charlene.
Hi, Charlene.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Pat. Hi, Suzanne.
Hello. So nice to have you.
How can we help you today?
Thank you. I was just looking at family relationships.
Okay. Can you, do you want to say a little bit more? Or, like, what's your particular question?
Just my daughters. They're, so, the family is kind of broken up right now. Estranged in a, you know, so I've backed off and I'm just letting things come into place right now.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. Okay, so why don't we ask the specific, I like to ask a specific question. What's going on for Charlene and her family that, like, let's look at what's the underlying family structure that needs a good shift. How does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay.
Giving up the need to be right.
That's always helpful.
I'm sorry, don't mean to laugh.
Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy?
Exactly.
But sometimes our kids don't know that yet. Yeah, you would definitely want to try to instill that. Let's see. How many daughters are there?
There is two.
Two, okay. And is... I'm getting though, like there's a third party too, besides you, Charlene. Is there like another kind of like person who's, let's see, there feels like there's, I'll get into this. There feels like there's someone else who's, who's come in, who's in that whole dynamic that is really not healthy.
Mm-hmm. Another energy, would it be, so to speak, Suzanne?
Person.
Yeah, mm-hmm. another energy. And it doesn't have to be a direct relative, but there's like another energy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that true?
And I'm not aware of this energy because I've backed off.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm in my own bubble, so to speak.
Yeah. So one of your daughters is heavily influenced by this person. It feels like a male in her life. And it's like a wedge. Like I see that as a wedge in her. Mm-hmm. And so it's causing her it's causing her a lot of dysfunction, but it's making her not look at what she needs to be looking at. It's really, really, he's very much a distraction.
Okay.
So in the sense of being a mother, that there, let's put out the intention that you might come to know the time, because you say like, sometimes it's better to do nothing. Be with this information, and I think I'll get a little bit more for you in a moment. Be with this information, and when you're aware that there's something like that, you as a mother can hold space and even pray, say prayers, open your heart to the time when you might actually be able to bring this to her attention. Because that's always the key thing with relationships, knowing when to hold them, knowing when to fold them. Yeah. But she's mm-hmm. very dissuaded by this person. That's the word. And very, very, I'm going to say he's not healthy for her. And I mean, the feeling is in her gut, like the powers, he's taking a lot of her power. And then a mm-hmm. lot of times what happens with our kids, and this is the case, it feels like, she blames other things. And so that, you know, like she's not being whole within the relationship with you and her sister. So mm-hmm. that's what I'm shown as the key manipulation energy. And that really will need to be resolved. Maybe you can send her to, you know, maybe she'll be open to some assistance from me or from mm-hmm. someone else, because she's going to really want to unplug from that. Mm-hmm. I would dare mm-hmm. say, like on her life path, we're talking about star paths and Akashic records and plans. Like this is also an opportunity for her to say, no, that this is not what I'm here for. This is not the relationship for me. And that's what we're talking about with Dr. Pat. Like, when you have something like this, I mean, it really feels like it's wrenching her gut. Mm-hmm. When you have something, it's imperative to look at it and say, whoa, what is this? And take your power back and set yourself free.
Yeah.
And that's mm-hmm. her opportunity. She has every opportunity too, but that's very much at least the underpinning of this dysfunction. Hmm. So does that make sense to you, Chris, Charlene?
Yeah, I'm just wondering which one of the daughters, like what the one that's more obvious it could be, but it may be the one that's not more obvious too, right?
Hmm. Yeah, maybe what I can do is ask if it's the older or younger. We don't want to say names.
No.
Okay, I'm getting the younger.
Okay. That's what I figured.
Okay.
I think the thing too, and let me just comment on this. This is really an important time as we come into the full moon tomorrow. And it's really a beautiful full moon. I mean, you know, it is a full moon in Pisces. And what's so beautiful about this full moon is that this is where Pisces and Virgo really have this beautiful, let me just call it love affair for a moment, because it's unusual to hear about Pisces and Virgo having a love affair. But, you know, these two will get together here in this full moon. And this is a full moon, Charlene, I want to leave you with this. This is the full moon that people talk about when long-term endeavors and ideas and relationships, concerts, they're going to come to culmination. Now, that is going to be happening regardless of anything going in retrograde, because keep in mind, some of these other things are in retrograde, and sometimes it is good to slow down. But the idea here, and I want to just give you this, the idea of this moon, it's about love. It's about platonic relationships, right? It's about contractual arrangements and agreements. And when we talk about family, they're all of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is where you look at things very clearly and you get to the place where you get to choose a point of freedom and how you're going to hold people in your heart. Right, Suzanne?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
We have the mm-hmm. we have the right to choose love.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the face of things that are done to us.
Mm-hmm. And that we can't understand.
That's what Einstein said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to choose something that's not at the level of the problem. And if you're having, something going on that is sort of the antithesis of love, then you choose that thing, right? Charlene, do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what I advise my clients and you all to choose is, for instance, Charlene as the mother, the matriarch of this amazing family,
mm-hmm.
you choose to shine your big old heart. I see it like a lighthouse. Mm. And shine it on that situation.
Yeah.
And if she's not ready, just you wait, because I see it time and time again with families, with clients who are struggling, and we pray, we call in spirit. I mean, my work is about calling in love and spirit and divine light and healing light to break away the, like the visors or the, you know, the scales and to do that. So I see you very much, Charlene, empowering yourself instead of wondering what's going on. Now, you know, and shine your light and say, I know love is going to heal this. I know she's going to find her way and I'm available when she's ready. I'm going to guide her to Suzanne or to someone else. Because she probably will need some help.
Yeah. And by the way, these are really short readings. So I would encourage you, Charlene, to get a hold of Suzanne directly, you know, especially to do some work on this.
Yeah. I'd love to work with you.
Yeah. I think this is really powerful. Let's take a short break, everybody. When we come back, we're going to go to Christine and Millie. We're not going to forget you either. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we are taking your call right here. And thank you, Suzanne Alexandria, for all of that. Everybody, Benny, Jamie, we'll be right back.
Even though your home base is one Enneagram type, you have characteristics of all the types. Tune in to Enneagram Conversations with Renee Siegel the second and fourth Monday of each month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn how you can unlock your unlimited potential. Visit YouArePurePotential.com for more about Renee and her work. That's the letter U, the letter R, purepotential.com.
Hey there, I'm Ricky Schwartz from My Turn Life Coaching, Reclaim Your Life. How do you know if you're living your life and not someone else's? Here's one way to find out. First, list out your top five core values. For example, mine are empathy, excellence, passion, service, and core values. Then put those core values into short first-person core value statements. In my case, 1, empathy powers my relationships. 2, excellence is the goal in all things I do. 3, passion fuels my perseverance. 4, my value is measured by my service to others. And 5, core values drive all of my life decisions. Now ask yourself, am I using my core value statements to drive my personal and professional decisions? Maybe not. Maybe you've never even considered doing so. And that's where life coaching begins. Go to myturnlifecoaching.com and let's put your personal core values into your driver's seat.
Caring for someone with a life-altering diagnosis? You are a care hero. Navigating the unfamiliar options can be overwhelming, but you are not alone. Tune in to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Laub, twice monthly on Transformation Talk Radio. Let me guide you through your care hero journey by providing actionable information on how to care for a loved one in need. For more information about me, visit trishlaub.com. That's Trish Laub, L-A-U-B as in boy, .com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Are you ready to shift your life into overdrive and stop wasting your time? If so, then I want to invite you right now to the Body Regeneration Online Academy with me, Tracy L. In a world filled with so much information, you can get overloaded and confused, left feeling like you've tried everything and still no results. If this is you, then this platform is for you to help you step into your power, your intuition, and gain clarity. You will learn simple tools that you can use as you walk down the street, and I will teach you how to grow a stronger connection to the God consciousness. Imagine having me as your coach, shifting you, uplifting you, empowering you every week, and most of all, helping you stay connected so you can navigate your life's journey with ease and grace. Nothing will be able to get in your way. Plus, you will have a community filled with souls just like you to pick you up when you fall down and support you on your wins. No one can go this journey alone. If you are ready for your live activations, check me out at TracyLClark.com and join the TLC Body Regeneration Online Academy now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. We're taking your calls. Millie, hang on. We'll get to you in a minute. Suzanne, we're going to go to the phones, but before we do, how do people find out about you? And thank you for offering to do a little reading with me. Mm-hmm. That's going to be great.
Yeah, awesome.
Tell folks how they do that.
Well, you can find me on my website at SuzanneAlexandria.com, but also go to Instagram. I have a new free gift that's in my bio on Linktree. That's 11 quick ways to shift your energy, because that's really what I'm all about. You know, shift your energy, shift your thoughts, get an understanding, and bring in light, bring in the universe, bring in love, and everything does change. But you got to take action, right, and ask for it. So this fun, it's a printout. You can print it out and use different tactics to shift when you're feeling like a little need for caffeine in the afternoon, or start your day with, you know, a reboot. 3 minutes each. They're just 3 minutes a day. It's just a little gift of a taste of what I do and teach.
Yeah. And thank you for offering to help me do a quick mind shift. There is a sense of freedom, and let's go to the phone. There's a sense of freedom to me when I discover things, right?
Yeah.
But Einstein is all about, you know, Pat, if you're trying to solve this problem at that level, it's not going to happen. You need to use something more intuitive. You need to use something else. And yeah, that's really what we're talking about today. Let's go to the phone. I think we have Christine from New York, right?
Yeah, Christine is one of my dear friends and a former client. And okay, so I asked her to join us today specifically because she's got some really amazing insights with this. So hi, Christine, are you there?
Hi, Suzanne. How are you? Hi, Dr. Hi. Pat. Yes, I'm here.
Great to have you.
Thank you. Yeah, Introduce yourself. Introduce yourself. So, Who are you and how, absolutely, and what's your business?
So my name is Christine Dorsey. My business is Heliotrope Holistic Healing. I specialize in intuitive energy body work, which includes Reiki, IET, which is integrated energy therapy. I also provide guided meditations, tarot readings, and intuitive wellness consulting. I bring a lot of love, insight, and intuition into my sessions with my clients. And also, in a way of what Suzanne's talking about, stay aligned with their purpose. So I know you're talking about like the North Star, your purpose in life. And I had a really amazing anecdote to piggyback on what you've been talking about, if it's okay to share.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, I wanted you to join because Christine knows astrology, and you know, we've been working side by side a lot with charts and how does this all work? And it is a thing, like as Dr. Pat was saying, when you realize, when you get understanding, right? Like you have an understanding of what's going on. Well, what do? You need to take action. And so reading your chart, understanding who you are from that perspective is part of it. And then shifting, acclimating, aligning with it, with energy is what it's all about. So yeah, Christine, go please share.
Yes.
Yeah. So, being in alignment in your astrological chart, your north node is your purpose. It's, you know, what's going to bring you joy and happiness in this life. And the north node can shift a little throughout your lifetime of where your purpose is, and it can be supported by other aspects. Your south node is where you've been. So that's the easy stuff. That's what you're already comfortable with. But the north node may be a little challenging, but it's really going to bring you that fulfillment. So I was with friends of ours over the weekend, and they shared a story, which is absolutely the best example of not being in alignment and not following your purpose. A young man, 33 years old, had amazing aspects in real estate, and you know, all the aspects lined up to purchase real estate, to make money in real estate. They, you know, had kind of worked with him, had looked at many houses, and this is going pre-COVID. So the prices of houses were a little more reasonable. He looked at many houses that were good. Any of us would have said, yeah, this is good. So commercial real estate, to be able to not only potentially live in part of it, maybe, but make money from it. He said no to everything, said no to every single house, because he was going through his own ego struggle. And here we are at this point. It's probably now almost 2 years later. And they just informed me that this young man quit his job and is about to be homeless in a month. And this was his choice to go off plan, to follow ego instead of to follow purpose and his higher self. And, you know, we kind of just chatted like, wow, that's tough. That's really sad. Almost like, wow, I feel really bad for him that he couldn't choose that or didn't choose it. You know, all the aspects were there for him for over a year supporting him, but we always have free will. So free will is going to trump where you're being supported. And, but when you're being supported, you know, use your free will. It's there for you to help you. So it was an eye-opening story. We left there and I'm like, wow, thank God I'm working with my north node and my purpose, because geez, I couldn't imagine what he must be feeling like right now. You know, it's kind of like that ship just sailed. I'm not saying other opportunities will not come his way at some point, but, you know, who knows, right? You don't know timing at all, divine timing.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, talk about the universe serving it up. So often the universe serves up what we need, but if we're not willing, or if we can't, or we think we're unworthy, or we tell ourselves all kinds of stories. So that's where healing comes in, you know, to figure that out so that you can make those conscious choices and see the
Absolutely. And I'm just real quick. I said, is he working with anybody? You know, and she just said, she goes, he will not work with anyone. He has refused seeking any help. And I thought, oh, that's a shame.
It is a shame. It is a shame for a lot of reasons, because, you know, one of the things I've learned is that most of my life, I didn't ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
Never really worked. I mean, I'm not saying you can't go through life that way, but, you know, there's also help that you can see and help that is invisible to you. We're talking about part of that today. You know, we're talking about that Einstein energy, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I can't imagine in the world that I live in today, not having the support team I have.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be here.
Totally agree. Yeah.
And knowing, like, not knowing that you get to ask. You get to ask spirit too.
Mm, exactly.
You know, I mean, that's the thing I learned. Like, you get to ask, and the universe will, spirit will bring you where you want. It is not always easy. Believe me, it has not been easy. But it happens when you ask. That's why I take live calls, because ask, and then you receive.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, thank you, Christine.
Totally agree.
Yeah, thanks.
Well,
for
you're
calling.
So welcome.
So
yeah, thank you. Thank you for sharing the story, because, you know, I love these examples, because people want to know, what can I do in the world now? What can I do to make life much better? What can I do? What can I do? What can I do? Thank you so much, Christine. I think we should go ahead and, you know, skip the next break, if you don't mind, Suzanne, and, you know, go to the phones and talk to Millie. What
yeah,
do you think?
That sounds perfect.
Wow,
okay.
Christine. Thank you, Christine. Thank you, Christine, so much.
Love you.
Love you too. Millie from New Jersey, are you there? You're live on the show.
Hi, Dr. Pat. I'm here.
Glad to hear you. How can we help you today? Thank you for being so patient.
Oh, you got it. Are you kidding? I love your show. It's been so good to discover your show and all the different stuff that you have going on
here on
the Transformation Network.
Thank you so much. And boy, you ready for a freedom reading?
Yeah, I actually am. You know, I downloaded my birth chart maybe like 6 months ago for the first time ever. And I looked at it and I was like, all right, but I don't understand it at all. So I thought, well, you know what? I could use an energy reading too, because I kind of sometimes feel like I've got like energy vampires around me.
All right. You pulled into the right place. Go ahead, yeah. Suzanne. I love it.
Yeah, I've dealt with my share of those. And also, you know, I say you have all the power in the universe to say no to all of that. So, well, let's see. What would you like your main question to be, Millie? Well, I think, should we focus on the energy part of it? Let me just look into what's calling to you. As I said, I'm not a professional reader of your chart. I help people align with them. So Christine does a lot of that, actually. Christine Dorsey, who was just on here. But let me look at where we're guided. And let's hit the energy vampire first. How about that? Can you just state just briefly for other listeners, what's been your experience? You don't have to be specific or name any names, but are they people close to you, or what's, are you feeling like they're taking, what, tell me like briefly your experience with that.
One of them is very close to me, a family member. And I just feel like whenever there's any interaction, you know, I lose interest in what I was doing, or I become disheartened and maybe like, oh, woe is me, and just kind of don't want to do anything, completely unmotivated, completely in the opposite direction of where I was headed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go right to that one. When I look at that kind of relationship, there are often cords and often we all need boundaries. So imagine yourself like a queen or an empress in your own castle. That's what I teach to my students. Be sovereign. And when there's someone like that around and you start to totally get swayed away and lose yourself, like you're losing yourself to this person, it's because you've got one of your like doors is open. And I feel it right on your left shoulder. Energetically speaking, it's like that's your feminine intuitive side. And this person just like kind of like hooks up like he or she is at a gas station. And you're losing yourself. It is conscious, but it's like that person has the key to it. And would you like us to close that down for you? Because that's what I do, is energetically shut that down. With your permission, we can shut it down. Would you like to?
Yes.
Okay. So I call in, for this work, I work with the archangels. Archangel Michael and Archangel Metatron are here for this part, and they're going to actually do some quick work, footwork, energy work with you. You might be sensing something on your left arm. It's like, if you're on the video, it's right at the top of the shoulder where that person is tapped into your channel. And that actually goes very, very far back. Millie, this is, this person, you've had other lifetimes of interactions with this person, and they've often taken advantage of you. And it's sort of like this person just feels entitled. So it's coming from a very old, old place. And you in this moment, you get to say, oh, I am so not okay with that. I am sovereign. We are done. So even from your place right now on the phone, kind of imagine that person, imagine the severing that's happening. We're cutting the pipeline, because it's a pretty big pipeline, to that person. And they're going to be kind of escorted energetically away from your sovereign space. And since we're on the phone, you know, this is going to happen with spirit. I always do this work with high protection and high spirit. And it's kind of like energetic surgery, though, like literally cutting an umbilical cord that's been there for many, many lifetimes. So you'll start to notice maybe tingling, maybe other sensations in that left side or other places. But pay attention. Like, yeah, are you sensing anything in your left shoulder?
Before you even said about sensing anything in the left shoulder, I was like, I feel lighter, very lighter and loose.
Good.
But before I was feeling like tingling in my calves, both of them. And yeah, like I feel lighter. And it's
good.
Funny that you mentioned Archangel Michael, because in recent years, you know, he's not my favorite saint. I'm always drawn to San Francis of Assisi, but I call on Michael a lot, so much so that I even have a statue of Michael, one that broke, and then that person, that energy vampire, got me a Michael, and I'm always asking
that's funny.
For Michael. And wow. Then that other name, Metatron, that you mentioned, that's actually a name that has come to me, but not even really knowing that. I don't know, it's weird. It's like when you said the name, it's kind of like, oh. Like,
beautiful. That's well, perfect. How about, we'll just take a few more minutes, Dr. Pat.
Please.
Yeah, because how about since Millie's on the line, let me tell you a few things that they're showing me, Millie. If,
perfect.
It'll be related to your star path, your chart. But what you're going to notice, like the light feeling, this was literally this person, I do feel like it's a male energy. This person was kind of like hooked up to the gas pump, literally, like just taking from you, taking your light for all this time. So that's why you feel lighter. It's not like this dead weight weighing you, because that totally brings you down when that's happening. So I just bless you with a lot more light feeling and openness to let your heart open. And as far as the angels, Metatron, I work with Metatron, and like this is a pretty significant reconfiguring of your energy Merkaba, it's called. It's actually a multifaceted star. It's your aura, because we're shutting this down surgically. But Metatron is really inviting you to work with the archangels, all of them.
Wow.
Because your spirit is very in alignment with the archangels. And he's showing how they'll guide you to a whole new way to know life, if you would like. They want to like lift you up into this heavenly connection that you've never experienced. So that's such a beautiful, I feel so blessed I get to tell you that. But Metatron comes in, he works with a lot of my clients with me in sessions, and he helps us to see. He's saying he'll show you, he and the team will show you who you really are if you want to. And I can help you with that. But they want you to like really start connecting with the heavens, with your angelic star beings, because it's just time. I'm sure if you read your chart, it would say that. But it's time to start seeing from a really ethereal heavenly perspective is the main message.
Yeah.
Does that resonate?
Oh, yeah, it does. And,
yeah.
And all I keep thinking is a while back, I listened to a show. I think the girl's name was also Alexandra Wyman or something. She did fire oracle cards or something with like archangels. And I kept saying, you know, and I've never had a deck. And I kept saying, oh, I want to get those. I want to get those. I want to get those. I want to find out more about the archangels. And so you're saying this to me, and it's almost like, oh.
Are you going to listen, Millie?
Exactly. Wow. Millie, thank you. And Millie, thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for your kind words. You know, please know that we try to do our best in these short readings, but if you want to continue with Suzanne, you can go ahead and do that separately. My experience with energy and energy vampires, it's really fascinating you brought it up, because we're in the world, you see, and as we become more and more in the world, and that doesn't mean radio show, it means just you and life, you know, more and more in the world, we have to have a way to really keep our energy fields whole. And that's what today was about. And it's hard to be whole when the life is being sucked out, right?
Yeah. It's pretty much impossible. Yeah.
It's pretty much impossible. You know, it's, you know, the analogy I use is I don't swim, but I love the water. And I live in the Pacific Northwest. And if you've ever been in a place where you've had a leak in your rowboat, and you've watched this leak in your rowboat and you're trying to bail that thing out, right? You know, you've got one bucket that was for the fish and here you are and you're just bailing the water out bucket by bucket by bucket. But the water that's coming in is coming in faster. And so if you think about that, you know, that's really why energy clearing is so important. Because what it does is it plugs up that hole. It makes your energy clean. You know, it allows you to experience all the things Suzanne has said. So I hope this was helpful to you, Millie, today.
Oh, yeah, it definitely was. Thank you so much. I think I just needed to hear all of this and I feel really weird right now. So, yeah.
Well, that's what happens to us. That's what happens to us Jersey girls.
Yeah. When we call in the big guns.
That's what happens to going on here. Thank you, Millie. Thank you so much. Suzanne, what a powerful show. Please let folks know, one, how they can follow you, how they can work with you. Please do that. And thank you so much for your generosity today.
Thank you. Yeah, it's such a beautiful gift to be able to do this. And Millie, I would love to work with you some more. I mean, I do work with people who are ready to connect with spirit.
Yeah.
That's one of my biggest joys and gifts. So if that is you, find me at SuzanneAlexandria.com. And I have a program. I have an intense program about setting yourself free in all of these ways. I work with healers. I work with intuitives and business leaders, government leaders. Yeah. It's not just for like traditionally spiritual people because we all need to be sovereign. And, you know, you were talking about the boat image, but we brought up the castle. Like if you're not guarding the castle gates, who is, you know, and the queen doesn't just sit there without all that protection and some help. And that's who we are, or the king. So I like using that analogy. So thank you so much.
I love the castle too, you know, but imagine me not knowing how to swim in this rowboat.
Yeah.
You know how fast I bailed that water out?
How fast?
While my buddy
was
rowing.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it's almost like you were watching a movie, right? Like where they fast forwarded and you're seeing like all the little fast forwarding clips. Imagine me in a rowboat, right? No life jacket. Oopsie. Can't swim in the middle of Lake Washington.
Gosh.
And I'm like bailing. And my friend is like rowing. I'm saying, dude, you've got to row faster.
If you're tired of bailing, then call me. How about that? Could be my new slogan.
Oh my God. Thank goodness we didn't have a video phone on that.
Yeah. And I'm glad you made it to shore, Dr. Patter. We'd all be sorry.
There was no way. There was absolutely, if you know anything about me, there's no way that I wasn't going to bail my butt off. Just, I'm telling you, I don't even know how that happened, but you know, this is what we do. This is what we do when we're living life. Suzanne, thank you so much. Benny, thank you so much. Suzanne Alexandria, please contact her for fuller readings. Jamie, thank you so much. And to the best listening, the best audience on the planet.
Yeah, thank you all so much.
I hope you're not bailing the way I did. Get some help. We'll see you all next time.